Welcome back to the Midday Show. Coming up next week, Sunday through Wednesday, there will be several screenings of neighbor and friend Ralph Arlick's documentary, I Like It Here, at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck at the Star Theater. There's a screening to take place on Sunday, May 11th at 1, Monday the 12th at 7 o'clock in the evening, and then a third screening on Wednesday, May 14th at 4:45. Ralph, before you interrupt me, I know you're going to interrupt me.
No.
Let me tell people just a drop about the film, and also the fact that it has already screened at Upstate Films, but it's backed by popular demand for some encore screenings. Legendary filmmaker Ralph Arlick reflects on friends, family, and experiences that have become the fabric of his life. This richly textured film embraces the changes that come with age and the wonder of fulfillment during the time that remains. Ralph Arlick studied journalism in New York and in San Francisco and started making documentaries during his studies. He's become a leading light of American independent documentary film. That's true. He has produced and directed more than a dozen films that have received awards at festivals worldwide. His films include An Acquired Taste, which is a short back in 1981, Godzilla Meets Mona Lisa in 1984, Current Events 1991, and of course, the one that introduced me to him, Following Sean in 2004. Welcome to the Midday Show, Ralph.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I remember last year they showed I Like It Here, your latest documentary. Now what it's back?
Right. Well, the original run went quite well, and
It did.
so they Upstate, although it's a non-commercial theater in many respects, it still has to pay attention to whether people will actually come.
Right.
And so the past box office seemed to indicate that we could do it again, but that remains to be seen.
Okay, algorithms have brought you back.
Yeah, right. I should also say, Adam, that Upstate is a theater that we have loved over the years, and in fact, it probably was the leading reason why, when we left Poughkeepsie, when Elizabeth retired from Vassar, why we came north rather than south. Upstate has always been for us a beacon. So it's a theater that we really love, and I'm really happy to be showing the film there.
That's nice. And what year did you make that choice to move north instead of south?
2011.
Okay.
Yeah, we lived in Poughkeepsie for 40 years, and when Elizabeth retired, we came up here, and we love it here.
And you see Ralph's film, I Like It Here, you'll see the area where he lives. It's one of the subjects of the film is home up here. I mean, it's right. It's
Right.
definitely a film about reflection, to say the least, right?
Yeah, I mean, the here in some ways has a double meaning. It's the here refers to, Hudson Valley, Tivoli, where we live, and also
Being
life.
alive.
Yeah, being alive, hanging on and staying on earth.
Yes, I understand. Well, I'm so glad that I ran into you. We were both the other evening at Upstate Films, but at the Orpheum in Saugerties, seeing Philip Lopate talk about some of his favorite films and hawking his latest book at the same time, my love affair with art house cinema. And I had a note on my list of to-do list here at the station to contact you and reach out so you would come on. And then, I hadn't done so, but you're running into you was really just a fortunate thing. So it kind of made this happen.
Philip is somebody whose work I've loved for years, and especially because he's a specialist in the essay film. In fact, not only
Right.
essay film, but the essay in general. And so,
That's a
since
good point.
that's a form that he appreciates, he's somebody who I've known and admired over the years. I really wanted to hear what he had to say.
Yeah, that makes me wonder at this point in your life, both in terms of your life in general as well as a filmmaker, what is your relationship in that community of the personal essay filmmaking? There's quite a few folks out there, like my friend Lynn Sachs, for instance. There's so many. Do you have a relationship with those folks, and do you
Oh
stay in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. And those are the films that I like, the films of Alan Berliner and Ross McElwee and
Doug
Lynn
Block,
Sachs
maybe.
and Doug Block. They are the films that I would naturally be drawn to.
Were you aware of them when you started off, or did you discover them just through the
Oh yeah,
process of getting your films?
you meet at festivals or at conferences or talking about the field yeah, I mean you're not going to find their work on television, so you have to look for it.
Right. And people can find your latest again in at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck this coming Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday. You're going to actually show on Mother's Day, it looks like.
Yeah, I'll do a Q&A on Sunday, and then on Monday I'll be joined by Scott Spencer, the
Oh,
novelist and
right. The author of Endless Love and many other novels.
Yeah. So Scott's gonna moderate the Monday night show. I should also say that, as it happens, KCE was a big part of the soundtrack that on this film is
Oh,
because.
do tell.
Well, I would, like anybody else, I listen to music in the car. I mean, now where else would you listen to music? I guess if you have your headphones or your earbuds, you
Right.
listen to it on your phone, but I listen to it in the car. And when I would hear a song that I really liked, I'd make a note of it. Sometimes I'd have to call in and get the back information, although the retrieval system is pretty good. You can go online and go back about 10 tunes and find out. So I would hear something and I'd say, oh, I gotta put that. I mean, that's not a very responsible way for a filmmaker to have, just load up your film with tunes that I love.
I
But
don't
in
know.
fact, there were often songs that I really liked, and a few of them found their way into the movie. I have to be honest, I also listened to the Woodstock station.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
So between KZE and Woodstock, I was turned on to a number of songs that.
Well, that's good. I would rather you listen to Woodstock and then listen to other algorithm. We mentioned algorithms, but other music that's provided by some non-human entity. But what I was going to tell you, since you brought it up, is that very shortly, any day now, you'll be able to look at the radio at your screen on the radio, and it will tell you what song is playing and the artist that's coming.
Yes, sometimes in the car, sometimes it comes through, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it hasn't ever with our radio station because of one technical reason or another. And you've given me the opportunity to announce to anybody listening that shortly it will be available, that data, the metadata of the song, the name of the title, as well as the artist who's playing. So,
Great.
that's a nice little thing that will be, you won't have to go to your computer later and try to look back as you mentioned,
Yeah,
but
I should also say that, I do what a lot of filmmakers tend to do, which is load up your film with songs that you like, and then comes the day of reckoning when you find out that of the rights that it's going to cost to actually
right.
use
Yes.
all this music. And then at that point, I was very fortunate to run into a very talented composer, John Stone, who was somebody
Oh,
who
yes.
we
I
knew
think
years
we
ago.
talked about him.
Yeah. We knew him at Vassar. When he was a student, and he came on, and I kept a few of the major songs that I wanted to use, but in many cases, John found very inventive ways of creating new music that much
So
more
far,
reasonable.
well, I just want to make sure I leave people because, it's easy to talk to. I've known you for a while and I enjoy talking to you, but I just want to make sure people know, again, the name of the documentary is called I Like It Here. It is a really beautiful moving film. There's so much great archive from so many years that it's the benefit of living as many years as you have and been a filmmaker for so many years is that you have all this beautiful footage of going all the way back, and you can tell such a profound story with that kind of visual impact. That's a real benefit, and it's a gift to people that love documentaries like you make.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, it's true. I'm saying that to inspire and urge people to head over and see I Like It Here this coming week. And check out upstatefilms.org for tickets and details. And you'll be able to meet Ralph, which I can tell you firsthand is a pleasure most of the time. And we'll do this again, I hope.
Great.
All
Yes.
right. All
Yeah.
right. Thank you, Ralph. This is
Thanks.
98.1 KZE.